أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that the non-believers, they don't believe in the day of Akhirah. So, and the main reason for that is that they just want to live it up in this world, enjoy themselves, satisfy their nafs, just do as they please. And therefore they deny the existence of the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, the day of Qiyamah is such a reality that nobody in no way can deny it, and it is a fact and it is going to come. And then further Allah Ta'ala explained, they ask about the day of Qiyamah in a very mocking way, that when will this day come? When is it going to come? What date, what time is it going to come? So Allah Ta'ala answers in a very beautiful way that you are asking for the day of Qiyamah, it is a reality and it is going to come in front of you. And when that day comes, it will be such a day. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرُ پھر جب چلی آنے لگے آنکھ. And when the eyes will be dazzled, the light of Allah Ta'ala will be so intense that the person will be completely dazzled, he won't be able to see anything. Like a person who looks into the bright sunshine and then he can't, his eyes don't work, he can't make out anything. Or if we look into a bright light and we can't see anything, eyes will have become like that. وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ or kehjaye chand, and the moon will eclipse. In other words, the whole system of the universe will be changed at that time. It won't remain as it is now. Wajumi'a ash-shamsu wal qamar, or ikhtahu suraj or chand, and Allah Ta'ala will make the sun and the moon come together. Now presently we know the moon is at night and during the day is the sun. But at that time, this whole system will go haywire and man will be in a complete, he won't know what is happening. And that is the condition for the non-believers. And then people, according to the level of their sins, they will also have to go through this. Those who were pure, who stayed away from sin and lived a pure life, they will have it ease on that day. Allah Ta'ala will safeguard them. But the disbelievers, especially non-believers who did not accept Allah Ta'ala, who did not believe in the day of Qiyamah, for them it will be a very terrible day, and the whole system of the world will go upside down. Yeah, we know, just in the traffic, if everything goes upside down, then how a person feels. If nobody obeys any laws on the road, and everyone is just doing what he wants to, we know what a hazard it will be. This won't be just the traffic on the road, the whole system of the world, the sun and the moon, it will go completely haywire. And then on that day, when it will be such a condition, a person will say, يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ. Kahega aadmi us din kahan chala jaun bhag kar. A person will say, where can I escape and go to? Is there any escape for me from this terrible condition which exists on this day? And it won't be just a matter of a few minutes, it will be a long, long day. And a person will have to go through all this. So Allah Ta'ala in these beginning surahs and with these subjects prepares a person for the day of, for the life of the year after. And that is what a person must keep in mind, not just that the comforts of this worldly life, and we just look at the things of this world, but really we must be concerned for that real life of the Akhirah, which will start with this day of Qiyamah. A person will want to run away and escape. Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla, koi nahi, there will be absolutely no escape. In this very world, a person can never escape from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in the year after, it will become totally apparent to him that there is no way to escape from Allah. La wazar, kahi nahi hai bachao. And there will be no protection anywhere whatsoever. It is only that in this worldly life, we correct our lives, we live a proper life. then a person will be able to say, be saved. Otherwise, on that day, with disbelief and with the load of gunas, a person will, which will be a very, very terrible condition for a person. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْمُسْتَقَرُ تیرے رب تک ہے اس دن جا ٹھہرنا. There will be no other way but going to your Lord, going to Allah Ta'ala, your sustainer, the one who gave you everything in this world, and you broke, you did not even believe in him. You did not believe in what he had stated and what he had prepared, the qiyamah, the life of the qabr, the year after. Now you'll have to go and face him, and Allah Ta'ala with the disbelievers will be very angry also. And now to face Allah Ta'ala, when Allah will be so angry, that will be a big azab on its own. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala prepares us for the day of Qiyamah, that this is your time now, while you are in this dunya, that prepare for that day. If you have done wrongs, make amends and correct while you have time, and prepare for that eternal day and for that very severe day, so that you could be saved on that day. وآخر دعوانا